dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call.
Yoshiya, mommy's on the phone.
Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
Okay, so Walmart suppliers, Retail Link users, if you haven't been out to Supplier Center recently, you may not be familiar with a lot of the changes that are happening when it comes to your item setup and even some of the changes that are going to roll out before long. We've been taking so many phone calls about this and so many online chats that I wanted to get my old friend, Mr. Joel Graham, in the studio, and he's going to join us right after the break to explain what's happening, why you're seeing what you're seeing, how Ethan Walton can help, and what you can expect over the next few weeks and in the next couple of months. Please stick around. This is going to be very informative. Forward this podcast to someone who's struggling in your office.
Please hold for the next available representative. Average wait time is 30 seconds. Please stay on the line. The Ethan Walton conference call.
Ethan Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to ethanwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today. ethanwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call. Brought to you by Ethan Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
I've told you this many times. Whenever you go to ethanwalton.com and you click on the chat box, or if you just give us a call up here, you always get a real person. One of those real people is my friend back on the podcast, Mr. Joel Graham. Thank you for being back, Joel.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, you were here a couple of weeks ago with Mr. Terry Clear, and it was just after the Walmart supplier forum, and you talked a little bit about how item setup is changing. What have you seen so far in the last couple of weeks?
Well, it's been an interesting time. Walmart has released the new way to create an item. It is slightly different, and that's a learning curve that comes into play when you experience something that's different than what you've previously used to experience. So we've seen some challenges. We've seen some need to learn or to improve your knowledge, especially if you're not used to being in the dot-com world. Because now, and I just saw this example yesterday from a specific supplier where she said, I don't work in the dot-com world. I don't want to have to do anything in the dot-com. Today and now, you do. You have to be, because Walmart is truly becoming the omni-channel. Brick and mortar and dot-com are morphing. They're blending into one item creation, and appropriately so.
Well, and one thing I want to talk to you about, Joel, is the whole item creation process, because a lot of Walmart suppliers might not realize that's going to change fairly quickly, I think.
It's changing right now under our feet, really. So Walmart has been releasing webinars on the changes, and they've been talking about it for about, I don't know, maybe a year. But what is important for suppliers to know is that, and this has been said in those webinars and amongst the supplier community, that online item file, which is the place I go today to top off an item in the item creation process, to see my new items received, to see my publication detail report, which gives me the listing of all the items that are out there, apparently that's being shut off. And so now you will be forced to go to the supplier center, which feels like a dot-com world, to finish off the item and create an item number and have it approved by the buyer. So that is a complete change to what people are used to. And I think it really needs to be emphasized and talked about that this is a significant change, and it's probably the beginning of a change that has a bigger journey to it. At the RLUG last year, Walmart said, we want all of the functionality of being a vendor under one sphere. So taking and merging .com and brick and mortar into a true omni-channel experience is really stage one of a bigger change.
And then kind of going back to the item setup, I know a lot of people know Ethan Walton for training. They may not know that we actually help suppliers with their item setup when they need a hand. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, I mean, we do item setup pretty much every single day. There's always a need for someone to get an item built. And quite frankly, most suppliers don't build items all the time. They don't, maybe once a year, maybe once every 2 years you build an item. So the experience is painful. And I can't tell you how many times I've had suppliers on the phone with me. They've hired us to help them. I'm walking them through it, and they're like, I'm so glad I did this with you, because I would have never figured this out. I would have made mistakes, and I probably would have had to come back to you after the fact, after I made all the mistakes, and maybe even frustrated Walmart with my mistakes, to have you help me fix it.
So now with some of the dot-com issues and now the new item setup, what are a couple of best practices you recommend to people that you talk with on the phone each day?
Some of the best practices, I mean, there's a lot to keep up with in the dot-com world. And what needs to be understood is when that person looks at that listing, if that listing isn't speaking to me as a consumer, if it doesn't have a clear and pretty image, if it doesn't have a lifestyle image or a glamour shot, if the content isn't good, if I don't have full listings of, you know, ingredients or how-tos or whatever that might be, you're missing the ability to have that consumer experience something that makes them buy that product. So that would be the best practice. Make sure that your content listing is proper. Images, keywords, all of that stuff.
Well, Joel, as you say, how, you know, the brick and mortar and the dot-com, they really are morphing, especially with the new item setup. Is there a common question or two that you're getting more often than not?
Man, there's so much to talk about. When people say, do you have a dot-com class? We will in the future have a class that addresses general dot-com needs. I've experienced with suppliers, those that are fulfillment suppliers shipping to a Walmart fulfillment center, no agreement to ship straight to the consumer, and boom, here comes a PO for DSV for shipping direct to the consumer. And they're like, what do I do with this? And if you don't ship on those, guess what? You get penalized for it in the OTF program, which is the .com OTIF version. Marketplace sellers losing the ability to manage and edit your own content. Someone uploads an image on top of your listing that is clearly taken with a cell phone and it's not your image. How did that happen? There's a lot of different things like that are happening to the suppliers in the world. And suppliers are talking about it, and I think Walmart's hearing it. And in the meantime, someone like ourselves that could provide you advice on it's not you, here's the workaround, I've seen this 100 times, so let's talk about what maybe the root cause is or what a solution would be. Those that haven't experienced that world are feeling intimidated or feeling...
Or we were talking a little bit off mic, alone. You don't have to feel like you're alone out there in the supplier world.
No, this is so true, and thank you for bringing that up, because you're working, something doesn't work right. You're, you know, resetting your cookies and you're clearing your browser. You're doing whatever you can to maybe think, what did I do wrong that caused this to happen? You get this big splash page that says there's an error. Those are usually server errors on the Walmart side, but you don't know that. So it's interesting that if you could have a resource like Ethan Walton or even that support group on Facebook, those Walmart supplier support group, where you can talk to other people and say, am I alone? Is this me? Something's broken. Well, that is, you're right, it is broken, and you didn't break it. And a lot of them come away with, well, thanks for letting me know it's not me. And I've heard that very often, even in the classroom, is, well, at least I can go back to the boss and tell the boss that the data is not right. And it's not right because it's not because I'm doing something wrong. It's just not right.
So if you have any questions about this or you need help, you are not alone. All you have to do is call us here at 8th and Walton. Go to 8thandwalton.com, look for that chat box, and you will be chatting directly with Mr. Joel Graham. Always a pleasure to have you on the podcast, sir.
Thank you, Jerry.
The chairperson has left. Goodbye.